In this bulletin, rescuers reached the accident site of a Chinese plane that crashed with 132 people on board. At least 8 people reported dead after a Russian strike on a Kiev shopping centre. And in sport, a date finally set for the AFLW Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Relatives, friends and colleagues of passengers on a China Eastern Airlines flight that crashed into mountains in Guangxi have gathered at Guangzhou Airport. Flight MU5737 had 132 people on board when it crashed, including 123 passengers and 9 crew members. But local media say there are no signs of survivors. The flight was travelling from Kuangmi in Yunnan province to Guangzhou when it lost height rapidly from its cruising altitude. The airline says it deeply mourns the passengers and crew, but has not specified how many people have been killed. Around a dozen people were waiting at the airport in an area for relatives of passengers on the flight. Mr. Yan is a colleague of Mr. Tan, who was on the plane when it crashed.
His relatives had very mixed feelings when I broke the news, and they were sobbing. His mother didn't believe this had happened. After I confirmed the news to her, she was sobbing, then she said she will be here as soon as possible, because she was very sad. Her boy was only 29 years old.
The Russian military says it has hit a shopping centre in Kyiv because it was allegedly being used to store rockets. At least 8 people are reported dead after the Russian missile strike. Russian Defence Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov says Ukrainian forces used the shopping centre to reload multiple rocket launchers and store rockets to shell Russian troops.
Live monitoring footage clearly shows a Ukrainian multiple rocket launcher driving into a shopping centre on the outskirts of Kyiv for cover, after another salvo and for reloading of missiles. On the night of March 21, a battery of Ukrainian multiple rocket launchers and a storage base for their munition in an idle shopping centre were destroyed by high-precision, long-range weapons.
His claims could not be independently verified. Back home, in Victorian Education Minister James Molino says another 60,000 air purifiers will be distributed to government and low-fee non-government schools from today. That's on top of the 51,000 air purifiers already sent to schools since the start of Term 1. Mr. Molino says it's the largest investment in school ventilation in the country.
We've now made a further commitment of an additional 60,000 air purifiers as we head into winter. We know as we head into the colder months, windows get closed, doors are shut to provide comfort for students and teachers, but that means that those classrooms then become high-risk settings. So this commitment of 60,000 additional air purifiers by the start of winter will mean we have a total of 111,000 air purifiers across our Victorian schools.
Victoria has recorded 9,594 new COVID-19 cases, 7 more deaths, and 256 hospitalisations. And in New South Wales, there are 20,960 new infections, 4 deaths, and 1,177 people in hospital. Australia and India will establish a task force to develop qualifications recognition arrangements between the two countries. The announcement comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi held a virtual meeting on Monday. The task force will address the recognition of online and blended learning, joint degrees and offshore campuses. Acting Education and Youth Minister Stuart Robert says it will give Indian and Australian graduates more opportunities to use their qualifications. To sport, and the AFLW Grand Final is now scheduled for Saturday the 9th of April after delays in the fixture. The qualifying final between the Brisbane Lions and Collingwood has been rescheduled for Sunday after the Pies couldn't field a team due to a COVID-19 outbreak. The AFL's general manager of women's football, Nicole Livingston, says the qualifying match will go ahead in Brisbane.
That final will be rescheduled to take place at the Gabba, with the Brisbane Lions hosting Collingwood, and that qualifying final will take place at 12:05 local, so Queensland time, 1:05 Eastern, on Sunday, March 27, again on the big stage at the Gabba.
The preliminary final will be pushed back to the following weekend, meaning the Melbourne Demons and Adelaide Crows will have had 2 weeks between games. And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and a top of 28 degrees, a shower or two in Adelaide and 26, showers developing in Melbourne and 25, showers in Hobart and 20 degrees, mostly sunny in Canberra and 29, much the same in Wollongong and 26 degrees, similar conditions in Sydney with a top of 27, mostly sunny in Newcastle and 29, sunny in Brisbane and 30, mostly sunny in Cairns and 31, and a shower or two and a possible storm in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.